This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Guy Raz, the host of Weekend All Things Considered on NPR, enjoys reading fiction so much that he studied the subject during a sabbatical 2 years ago. And that got him thinking about how to treat it on the radio.
The problem when you talk about fiction on the radio is sometimes you have the anchor and the writer talking about a book that they have both read, and the listeners haven't read it, and so they're kind of shut out. And I wanted to think of a way that would allow everybody listening to be a part of it, but also to contribute to it, to make it happen.
Thus was born 3-Minute Fiction, ultra-short stories of about 500 words that could be read aloud on the air in 180 seconds or less. It was posed as a contest, with listeners invited to submit stories that would fit that limit, and the promise that the best ones would be shared on the air. It was an immediate hit.
It was never supposed to be an ongoing thing. It was initially just going to happen last summer, but it was so popular that we brought it back because our listeners asked us to bring it back.
How popular?
We've received 15,000 stories over the course of the first 3 rounds. The quality of these stories has been so high, it's astounding. So it's been very difficult for our judges to pick a winner in each round. That's how good the stories have been.
One reason for that, Roz theorizes, is that writing something that short becomes an attainable goal.
It's not the kind of commitment it takes to write a novel or even an extended essay or even a longer piece of fiction that you would find in The New Yorker. I mean, those can take months and months, and books can take years. This is something that you could conceivably do in an evening.
The first time around, the time constraint was the only instruction given. For the second round, the stories had to begin with the sentence, "The nurse left work at 5 o'clock." Round 3 stories had to relate to a photograph of an abandoned newspaper on a coffee shop table. For the fourth round of 3-Minute Fiction, which officially begins tomorrow, Guy explains that yet another approach will be tried.
For round 4, we've come back to a very simple idea, which is the writers have to use 4 words. And Anne Patchett, our judge, the best-selling author, she is our judge's round. She has selected those words. They are plant, button, trick, and fly. And they can be used as nouns or verbs. But all 4 of those words have to be in the story that listeners submit this round.
If that's enough to get your creative juices flowing, here's how to proceed.
You have to submit it through the website, npr.org/3-Minute Fiction. And if you go to that website on Saturday, you will find a link that says submit your story. If you go to the website now, you will see examples of previous winners and previous standout stories from the first 3 rounds. That'll give you a sense of what the previous judges were looking for. May not necessarily be what Ann Patchett's looking for.
Preliminary judging is done by the Iowa Writers' Workshop. Roz says they'll narrow the field down to 7 to 10%, which will be the finalists. The ultimate winner should be chosen and read on the program in late April or early May, depending on how many submissions come in. And that, for him, may be the most satisfying aspect of the whole endeavor, getting the public actively involved in making public radio.
They're part of what we do. We don't do what we do without their input and their feedback and their participation. And this depends on our listeners. It depends on the public part of public radio.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.